Good morning, Rabbi Isaiah. Leading the Israelites in Rosh Hashanah, Mordechai. Sponsored by Shmuel Yech, in honor of the Daf Yomi community and that's all the members who push up us to Torah with our dear Magid Shir. And leading the Israelites, Chaver, Mordechai, Shlomi, Pinchas, Tuvi, all of us, Sholem, Ben Avraham, Moshe, Peres, Nir, Yo, Kopman. Miss Sechlis of Shoshana is dedicated by Yossi and Esti Elbaum and their children, Tila and Ruvain. The English is Bailey Tsipori Basri, Ruvain, and at Shidduch, Schuspa Shidduch, Tila Sorbas, Esther Leo. Rabbi Willie and Esti Balk, and family and memory, Yushin Lufego Bas Akiva. Sheila Balk, on her 8th yard side, and in honor of Eliezer Gross. Our cousin, Rabbi Yechiel Shrek, Reb Fischel Gross. My friend from Yeshiva, Rabbi Yosef Biliak, and Rabbi Dudi Goldstein of Englewood. And the Strauss Bakery, Berman Goldstein Mishpacha. Eliyersh, Nuni Nishmas Mirim Rochel Bas Shloima. By Morty Chaimowitz. It's okay, it's okay. There was Nets. Nets was late today, so the Olam is still davening. L'zeche Nishmas, Rabbi Meir David Kahana. HaKoyen, murdered Al Kiddush Hashem 31 years ago. Wow. I didn't realize. Amerikana. Hashem Yikim Domai. By Gitti Shombron. First yard side for my son. Oy. Mordechai ben Avram Chaim Alevi. Shom should have an Aliyah. Doyla Mushes Chaim Levi Gruner. Happy birthday. Chaim Levi Gruner was the guy, I don't know how old he is. He's in his 20s, I don't know. He was in a wheelchair. He came to Lakewood, to the scene, to the shir there. He also came to Borough Park. And after Borough Park, he made me come see his van. His unbelievable custom-made van. And he said his big dream is to get on the airplane with his wheelchair and come here to the Beis Medrash. I told him it's very hard with the stairs and everything. He says, we're going to do it. That's his big dream. So Be'ezer Hashem. Rabbi said, last night, my father made a Siyum HaShas. It wasn't his first one. There's many Siyumim, but this was a big one. He did it in a hall, and there's a band, and the whole Zach. And this has nothing to do with the story. So on the way back from the Siyum HaShas, I got a text, and it was a very, very emotional text to me. One of the big friends of the Shir, he said he'd like to match every single Gemara that is sponsored. In other words, so now we already have one donor. We have a guy that said every single Gemara that's going to be dedicated is going to be matched. So now we have a second one. So in other words, if you donate one Gemara for $25, it equals $75. We have two people. I have to mention the first guy. The first guy, I shouldn't have mentioned his name. He was upset. He wanted either Bilum Shems. I'm not going to mention his name anymore. But it's L'Refua Shleima Yehuda Ben Rachel. And I challenged Olam. I asked a bunch of people, and I know I'm biased and everything, so I want to hear your ha'aras on this ha'ara. I challenged Olam to find the tzedakah that has a higher ROI on investment. Return on investment. For $25, you change a person's life. You show them what Torah is all about. It changes his life and changes his family's life. Yes, the Zachnas is Kala, but for $25, you're buying a portion, a meal at the Chasana. What could you get for $25? Where could you get a higher ROI? Let me know. Send me an email. I'm curious to know. GrowTheShir.com is a program that every single person from the Shir, every single guy watching, even the new guys, that got a free Gemara, could get another free Gemara by bringing one other person to the Shir. All right. Listen to this. My father, who's in his mid-70s, recently received his first Gemara, Rosh Hashanah. He's very excited and sent us a picture on our family chat, which we'll get one day. What's more exciting is that my father never went to yeshiva. I had the opportunity when growing up. He's now tuning into your shir. Your shir clearly has global impact and can reach people at all ages and stages in life. Continue at Slacha. Kol Tov, Jonathan Rubin, MB Properties. Oh, this is a picture of Willie Balk and Eliezer Gross from one of the sponsors. Okay. Today we have a bunch of pictures that came in. And you know, if you send in a picture, pictures go before the emails. Because we are all about charts and pictures and stuff. This, I can see it here. This is a picture of K308. That's how it goes. It's like in jail. You have a name. You have a number. K308 at the wheel. The photo is taken today at the Hatzolah Expo. This is Hatzolah Expo. You can see the ambulance in the background. You guys learning Torah. You should do like a whole... I hope the Hatzolah guys get together one day and they do Hatzolah video. Like on call as they're... I don't know, administrator. They're like, no? They won't allow it. Okay, but running on a call, fake calls. Rebellion, please thank him for the chizuk message to Yaakov. Send him my best regards. I look forward to attending live stream again soon. Dr. Evan Abrams, Lakewood Dentist, Highland Park, New Jersey, chapter of MDY. Here, the Kindleach learning the daf. This guy is big into the daf. I met him, I believe, maybe more than once in New York. And this is Shruli Itzkowitz with the barber, Rafal, that he convinced to do the daf in New York. Here they are. I like the way he's wearing his tzitzis over here, just like in Eretz Yisrael, just like you're supposed to. Oh, here's another one. Yitzi Mandel, check this out. He's in his hotel room. And this is a big one. You know why? Because Yitzi is going for the paramedic test in 3 days. Another. And what is he doing? You got to be careful though. When you take these pictures, you have to see what's going on in the mirror, because you can see he's taking it. Okay, but Baruch Hashem, they're all dressed properly, and he's learning the daf in the hotel room. Yitzi, hatzlach on the test. I think that's it for today. Let's jump into it. Today, what could this possibly be? I thought this is a license plate, but it's a little bit large for a license plate. So what is this? Oh, Israeli license plate. MDY Israeli style. Let's see what this is. Oh, wow. This is real? English. Wow, this is fancy stuff. Look at this. Look at the back of this thing. This is real. We had a picture of a car. Shkoyach, who sent this in? Wow. Oh, there's a whole letter here. Okay, we'll have to open it a different time. I think it's just, I don't have room for this anymore. Maybe we should display it on the back wall. A wall. On the ceiling. Not by Learn Kodesh. No, no, no. Here you go. This is going to sit right here. How do I... No, you can't see it in the thing. Here we go. All right, fine. Beautiful. Shkoya. I'll read the card. Should we read it now? We got to start the daf. We got a long one today, Rabbi Isai. It's a gadat and easy, but... I don't know how to read English. It's a whole different... Virb Eli, you asked for this, so here you go. Looking forward to your grand visit to the UK. May continue to be Marvin's story with good health and wealth together with the whole mishpacha at Bias Goyal Bevias. Amen. Your Talmud, Simcha Lichter, Yishkoyah Reb Simcha. Wow. All right. You know Reb Simcha is. He's on Zoom every day. The guy with the beard, the Chassidish Yingeman. Sticking it out with the plates. All right. We're holding Daf Tes Zayin, brand new Sugi, brand new Masechta, brand new Mishnah, the second Mishnah of the Masechta. The world is judged four times a year. When it comes to the wheat and the grain, it's during Pesach. So we have the three Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Pesach is for the wheat. Atzeres, Shavuos, Al Peres, Eilon. For all the other fruits. This we know, on Rosh Hashanah, human beings go in front of him like the sheep. Shenemar hayoitzer yachad libam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created their hearts. Hameivin el kol ma'aseihem. He knows their innards. He knows what they do and how they do it. And that's why he judges. He's able to judge them. U'bechag on Sukkos. Nidoin in alamai. The world will be judged how much water it will get. Ask the Gemara, hey tfuwa. What grain are we talking about? Ilei mahat tfuwa de kaima. If you're talking about the grain that exists already, so Rabbi Isai, here it goes. This is where you plant your tefuah in Cheshvan. Before Cheshvan, you have Pesach. You have Cheshvan. This is where you plant your barley, Shvat and other. Here's Pesach. This is where you reap. The tefuah that you plant over here in Cheshvan, this is where you harvest it, after Pesach. Ask the Gemara. Hey tefuah, ilei mahat tefuah, the kaima. If we're talking about tefuah that exists already, so it exists here, and you're going to have a din on Pesach afterwards, it already exists. You planted it over here. Then comes Pesach, there's a din. Okay, now the question is, what happens between Cheshvan and Nisan? What happens in between here? Where's the din? Elamites over here. Hotfu the kaima kol hane harpatke the adu'ala, all the stuff that happened to it, emas idun. When was the din for that? If the din happened after it was planted, what happened to all the damage that happened to the tfu over the year? Some people lose their fields, locusts, whatever it is. But if the din is afterwards, when was the gzera on that? Lemeimer the chad dino midina. So you're going to tell me there's only one din? The vatanya tefuah she'er. Oh, sorry. El tefuah de mizdera. So we're talking about over here. The din was before, right over here, and it goes this way. Here's the. But then there's another pesach that intervenes before the ktsira. Lemeimer the chad dino midina. So you're going to tell me it's this one pesach over here, right before you plant it, or months before, and that's enough for the entire crop all the way to the ktsira. Some sort of disaster, some sort of, you did something to it, you stomped all over it, you destroyed your tool, somebody destroyed it, koidema pesach, nidoines l'shaavar. L'achar pesach, nidoines l'habo. So you see that there's two things. There's something that happens this way, and there's a din going from here on. Adam share by carry oyonis kaidim yom kippurim. There's some sort of disaster that happens to a human being, car accident or something. Chasro kaidim yom kippur. If it's right before yom kippur nidin shavar, then it's the yom kippur from last year. Lachar yom kippur nidin lahaba. And if it's after yom kippur, it's the yom kippur that just happened right now. Amar Rava shmamino trade dine mitnina. So in fact, says Rava, you see that there's going to be two dinim over here. Because look, you have this Pesach that interjects before the Ktsira. So you have this Pesach right before the Zriya, right before you sow it. You have this Pesach that goes from here all the way to the following Pesach. Anything that happens to the Tfuah from Cheshvan all the way till Yudalid Nisan, Tesvav Nisan, is with this Pesach. And anything that happens after the second Pesach, before the Ktsira, is from the second Pesach. There's two dinim. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is geyser in this Pesach doesn't take effect from after Pesach till you harvest. That's another Pesach. There's two dinim going on here. Because, once again, the wheat straddles two different Pesachs. The wheat, from when you plant it till one Pesach, and from one Pesach till the Ktsira. But it's the same wheat. So there's two dinim on it. If you see that your wheat took root, this is the same chart, just I did the arrow, so I decided to print it again, but we'll use it twice. When you see that your blue wheat is good, it's strong, so don't wait until purple, until Shvat and other to plant your barley, which grows quicker. Plant it closer to your wheat. Plant it over here. Tavis. Plant it a month early. Because your luck is good now. So you might as well chop it right. By the time this Pesach comes around, your barley is going to be nice and strong and ready to go. Says the Gemara, Mani Masnisin, Loi Reb Meir, Veloi Reb Yehuda, Veloi Reb Yosef, Veloi Reb Nasan. So again, what does the Mishnah say? That there are four times a year that the world is judged. The three Yomim Tovim and Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't talk about a din and a chasima. We know that human beings, l'chayra, have a din on Rosh Hashanah and a chasima on Yom Kippur. Mishnah just says this four times. So now we have these four Manda Amrim here. Remei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Nosson. The Sanya, one by one. Hakol nidoinim b'Rosh Hashanah. Ugzardin shalahem nechtam b'yom ha-kippurim divrei Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that there's a gzar din for everything. Even for the fruit on the tree, there's a gzar din. And it has nothing to do with Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, according to Rabbi Meir. Everything is Rosh Hashanah. The wheat, the din on the wheat is Rosh Hashanah. The din on the fruit is Rosh Hashanah. The water, Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Meir is out of the question. Our Mishnah is not Rabbi Meir. Now this is the one we're going to be discussing. So pay attention here for a second. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and by the way, this is, it's going to get even easier than this. This is an easy sugya. It gets even, it's going to go really into Agadah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hakoil Nidana Berosh Hashanah. Hakoil means everything. Humans, wheat, water, everything. Ugzar din shalohem nechtam kol echad ve'echad bezmano. So Rabbi Yehuda uses our Mishnah somewhat. He says there are four periods, but that's really the gzar din. The gzar din on water is on sukkahs, the gzar din on tfuah is on Pesach, it's a gzar din. Ugzar din shaloi nechtam b'yoy makipurim. So nachamol, the everything happens starts on Rosh Hashanah. The din is on Rosh Hashanah. The gzar din, the final, the finish is on Yom Kippur. Not mentioned in the Mishnah at all. Doesn't really flow with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that tfuah, for instance, is on Pesach. Finished. End of story. Doesn't talk about a din, an exar din. It's Pesach. Everything's on Pesach. It's one din. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Pesach is like a Rosh Hashanah for human beings. And then later on, the Tfuah is going to get its exar din on Yom Kippur. That's different than our Mishnah. Now this is a no-brainer. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Adam Nidan B'chol Yom. This is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says it's once a year. On Pesach, Shavuot, over here, Rabbi Yossi says every single day. No, where do you see that? Okay, no, forget Adam. Everything. Well, no. Okay, but it means Hakol, literally everybody, even humans, but he's going through the list. Hakol can mean humans. It's not a stira. It doesn't say it in it. No. It's one Nidan. One Nidan. He's explaining what Hakol means. Hakol is everything in the world. Peirois, Mayim, humans. Now, Peirois is this. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Adam B'chol Yom, Nidam B'chol Yom. Every single day, well, they all talk about it. Obviously, there's something special about Rosh Hashanah, but there's a din every single day. Shelemar v'tifkedenu levkarim. He brings a pasuk, v'tifkedenu levkarim. Every day, there's a pekuda. Rabbi Nelson Oimer, Adam Nidam B'chol Shah. Forget about every day. Every moment, there's a din. Shenema l'regoyim tivchonenu. Every rega, every moment. B'chiteim el'oila. Okay, so that's it. Now, so how does our Mishnah go? We just brought four shitas. How does it go? B'chiteim el'oila Rabbi Yehuda hi. Perhaps our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. B'chiketani masnisen egzar din. Maybe when the Mishnah says, Arbar prokim oilam nidam, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, we're talking about the final stage. And that kind of fits in. But there is a problem. Because Ihachi Kashi Adam, Rabbi Yehuda himself says that the gzar din for a human being is when? I am Kippur. And our Mishnah says that Adam is Rosh Hashanah. If you're telling me that the Mishnah is talking about a gzar din, not about din, so then it doesn't, then that one piece, everything would be good up until the piece of human beings. Because Rabbi Yehuda himself says, human beings, the din is on Rosh Hashanah, gzar din on Yom Kippur, and if the Mishnah is talking about gzar din, it says the gzar din is on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav, Aitana, the Beir Shmuali. So, just show you real quickly, I don't know if this will help anybody, it might even confuse people, but this is what I was able to do. According to Rabbi Yehuda, din, everything, everybody, everything's on Rosh Hashanah. But according to Tana the Rebbe Yishmael, din, everybody is bezmanoi, not on Rosh Hashanah. Each individual has his own din. The peiros are on Shavuos, the tfua is on Pesach. Human beings are on Rosh Hashanah. Not everything on Rosh Hashanah like Rebbe Yehuda. That's the nafkamina. That's what the Gemara is answering. So in fact, our Mishnah goes like Tana the Rebbe Yishmael. It fits in beautifully to the Tana the Rebbe Yishmael. Yes, you're right. These four shittas do not go like our Mishnah. Why? Because Rebbe Yehuda says that if it's gzar din, if our Mishnah is gzar din, then it doesn't fit like Rebbe Yehuda. And if it's din, it doesn't either fit like Rebbe Yehuda. But this could fit in just like Tana the Rebbe Yishmael. Rebbe Yehuda says, din, everybody's on Rosh Hashanah. The chasima, everybody is bizmanoi. There's four different chasimais, but one din. Everybody in Rosh Hashanah, four different chasimas. Tana the Rebbe Yishmael says, no. There's four different dinim and four different chasimais. It sounds exactly like the Mishnah. On Sukkot nidonim amayim is for the water. V'adam nidonim Rosh Hashanah, and a human being is Rosh Hashanah. Ugzar din shaloi nechtam yom kippurim. So how does it fit into the Mishnah? Our Mishnah, in fact, is talking about the din. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah can't be din. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says everybody's on Rosh Hashanah. Tvu is on Rosh Hashanah. Our Mishnah says no, Tvu is on Pesach. Elamai is talking about a gzar din, the chasima. Then we have a problem with human beings. The Mishnah says it's Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Yehuda says Yom Kippur. But if we're talking about Tana the Rebbe Yishmael, it fits in beautifully. The Mishnah is talking about the din, not the gzar din. And everybody has a different day for the din. Human beings are on Rosh Hashanah, wheat is on Pesach. And that fits in beautifully to the Mishnah. Okay. Yeah, the Rishonim asked you a question. Yeah, the Rishonim asked you a question, specifically the Ran. Lauren is asking, everything that we have a din, it means that we're not going to have food. We're not going to, on Rosh Hashanah it says, you're not going to have enough food. You're not going to, okay. So they say there's a general thing for the world, whether or not there's going to be water. And then this specific to you, are you going to have access to that water? Something like that on those lines. Okay. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rav Chisda Maitainma the Rebbe Yosi. Why does Rebbe Yosi say there's a din every single day? What do you mean? Get the Kamar Taima. But if Gedele Bukar, he himself says, he brings a pasuk. But if Gedele Bukar, you have to inspect him every day. Says the Gemara. I was asking like this. Maitainma the Omar Rebbe Nosa. You're already going today. You might as well go to minutes, to hours, to whatever it is. Says the Gemara. Bechina. What's the next shita? That it's every moment. And what was the pasuk? He brings here a pasuk of l'regoim tivchanenu. Tivchanenu means b'chino, to examine yunibamu. Okay, we examine. It's not a din. It's not a judge and judging you and deal. We're checking you out. Kidanami ayunibami. So to inspect someone, but tivkedenu l'bkarim is also just checking you out. It doesn't say anything about a din. There's no sentencing going on that day. Elar of Chizda, time of the Rav Yosi Mahacha. Another pasuk. Last is Mishpat Avdoi. The Olam should remember this pasuk. We had it already in the Masechta, and we're going to have it soon again. It's about Shloima HaMelech. Last is Mishpat Avdoi, Mishpat Ami Yisrael, Dvar Yoyim Bi Yoyimai. Okay, so he has a pasuk that says Yoyim Bi Yoyimai every day. There's a Mishpat. It says Mamish, the word Mishpat, not Iyon Naphina Mishpat. This is a din Torah. Now, this will remind you where we found this pasuk before. Melech v'tzibur, melech nichas tchila din. If there's a king and just some common people, the king goes in to be judged first. Shenemar lasis mishpat avdo shlem ha-melech u'mishpat am Yisrael. Then only afterwards klal Yisrael. My time. And what is the logic behind it? Yibayi seima lavarech arol levet ha-malka abroi. It doesn't make sense for the king to sit outside in the waiting room. Goes on, and Rachamim said something that, remember, what was your hara? The studies of court cases show that as the day goes on, the judges give harsher sentences. They're more lenient in the morning. Rabbi, you heard it here first. If Chas v'Shalom, you need to go to court, make sure the judge, you hear this, Avi? Depending on what side you are, the cop side, not the sky, you go in the day, morning or the evening. Azoy state. Azoy zok rachamim. Okay, V'boi say Mamma Kavala Yeshua, Omer Rav Yosef. So Kemam Etzalino Idno, Aktziri V'amri. So who do we daven for the sick and for the weak? In other words, the Tamid HaChamim that are weak. So, Toises, and the other Rishonim, they ask, what do you mean? We daven every single day. Refa'enu Hashem, what do you mean? Yet we have to hold like a certain man d'omer to daven that? And the Gemara says, Keman Kirb Yoisi. A person has a din every single day. So he has to daven that Hashem should make sure that he's healthy. So, Taisus says that this, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says it goes according to Rabbi Yossi, means, please don't make me sick. Every day you have to daven, please don't make me sick. According to Chacham, you can't daven that. Please don't make me sick. It's too late. You hear this, Rabbi Yossi, L'chaira. It's too late. Once Rosh Hashanah comes, that's it. On this and this date, so-and-so is going to get sick. End of the story. Shalom. There's no point for you to daven anymore. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's a daily thing, so you got to daven. Oh, so, but we could daven that once a person is sick, he should be healed. That everybody will agree. That's why we daven Rafa'inu, says Tarsus. Oh, I hear how sick a person should be. I hear saying all these things that Sarachim, what exactly what it means. Huh? That's what Tarsus says. That we, oh. No, that's only according to Rabbi Yossi. Refuah l'makah. Because it was already nidan. It's not refuah l'makah. This is going to be a makah. Hashem said this person's going to have a makah. But once he has the makah, he could get out of it or not. Yeah. It's hard to understand. But we're going to see from the Gemara. Listen, afilu chayv chalim v'nachal sabara. You could daven this. This is even gzardins that you could overrule. Here we go. Even according to Rabbanon, that it happens on Rosh Hashanah and it's finished. By the way, this Rabbi Yitzchak that we're saying now, the Gemara is going to bring, I think, 8, maybe even 9 different things from Rabbi Yitzchak. Members from Rabbi Yitzchak, because we mentioned his name. And here, and that's the start of a Gadda. When a person cries, a tsa'aka, a scream, a cry, l'chayra, Bein koilim gzardin, bein la'achar gzardin, says Rabbi Yitzchak, doesn't matter. What, even if there's a gzardin, nothing stops a bechi, a cry. Tanya Omer Yehuda Meshum Rebbe Akiva. Mebenei Ma'ar Meo Toiro Aviyu Omer Rebbe Pesach. This is Mida Kenegid Mida, so to speak. Why do we bring a Omer? Omer is made out of barley on the second day of Pesach. Mebenei Sha Pesach Zman Tfuahu. It's the time of grain. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu Aviyu Lefanai Omer Rebbe Pesach. Kedesh Tizbaruch Lechem Tfuahu Sheba Sadois. You bring to me the grain, and you'll have a brach in the fields. On Shavuos, the two breads are made out of wheat. It's a time of fruit of the tree. It says Rashi in Moir Dikazach, the last lines of Rashi. It says Vani Shomati, the Rebbe Yudel Tamei, the Oz the Command Omer Sanhedrin, Eit She'ochol Adam Rishayin Chita Isa. What does wheat have to do with the tree? It says Rashi. Because before the Chet Ha'adam, wheat grew on a tree. Bread came off a tree. It was the wheat tree. After the Chet, it became Tfuah. So we could still bring that wheat and say, give a bracha to the Peres Ha'ilon, to the fruit on the tree. Oh my gosh, Baruch Hu. Hovi Elevani Shnei Alechem Atzeres, Kedei, Shiz Baruch Hu Lechem, Peres Ha'ilon. Uvrei Ma'am Retoyer, Naschu Mayim B'chag. For those of you not familiar, on Sukkot, only on Sukkot, they would pour water on the Mizbeach, on top of the Mizbeach. Why? Oh, sorry. Should have plentiful rain. And you should also say in front of me on Rosh Hashanah, Malchuyos, that I'm the king, I was the king, I will be the king, Zichroinos, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shoifros. Some learn to blow the shofar. Malchuyos, kedei shedem lichuni aleichem, that I should be your king. Zichroinos, kedei shiyal zichroineichem lefanei l'toiva. To remember all the good, so I should remember you for the good. Uvameh, and how do you do so? B'shofar. As you're blowing the shofar, you're masking the zichroinos and the malchuyos. Omer Rebbe Avohu, lama tokim b'shofar, shalayil. Mordig Gezach. I was leaving to shir today. I only had, I think it was 5 minutes to get here. It takes 2-3 minutes. I said, I wanted to look something up. And I'm happy I did it. I found that Mishnah Berurah says, yes, you could blow a shofar, any shofar you want besides that of a cow. However, you should pay a third more for the shofar aisle, for the shofar of the aisle. Did anybody know this? If not, it was kedai to run back. That 1 minute it cost me. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do we use ayil? Because that was mamish, the other parsha. Actually, I got an aliyah. I went, they dive in here next door, the Sikin, and they gave me the akedah. Unbelievable. This week. Shofar Shalai was still, right? We're still in the parsha because it's Monday only. Still in the parsha. It will remind me of that Keda, the biggest nisoyin that Avram ever went through. We see this concept over and over, by the way, that what Avram Avinu and what the Ovi is, it's a similar bonum. In other words, they brought in the famous Kasha. What's the big deal? A lot of people gave their souls up for Kiddush Hashem. Rebbe Akiva did it. Everybody in the Shoah, how many people said, I'll die, I'm not going to do Gzeres Tatat. Thousands and thousands of Yidden, they wouldn't bow to the tzeilim. And the answer is, right? You love that one. The answer is because Avram Avinu, what's the big deal? Avram, he brought it down then. From then it became easy for us to do. But you see this over and over. Ma'al aleichem, this idea that because Avram did it, so now all you need to do is blow the shofar, and it's ke'ilu, you were mekayim da akedah. And we keep on going with Rabbi Yitzchak. Vamer Rabbi Yitzchak. Lama toikim Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah? Lama toikim. Rachmana amatiku. The Torah says you should. Ela lama merim. Why do we do a truer sound like a cry? Tuhu merim. Rachmana amazichin truer. The Torah says you should. Ela lama toikim umerim kishem yoishvin. Why do you do it again? V'toikim merim kishem oimdim. Why do you double it up? And the answer is kidei la'arve v'asatam. To mix the satan up. Now, a lot of people ask, and I think somebody asked me, is like, what? The satan is a shaita. Every year, he's been doing this for thousands of years. Every year, they blow, and he gets mixed up, and he doesn't remember from last year. So somebody wanted to say that the satan has a memory of a goldfish. Serious. He doesn't remember. From 1 minute to the next, that's why, after you beat him, he comes right back. But Rashi says, Mardik, Rashi says that it's not pshat he gets mixed up. He doesn't have a tain anymore. If he sees the Klai Yisrael is makbid in the mitzvahs, instead of just doing the koilos that they have to do, they double it up, they triple it up. Yeah? Huh? Mechave mitzvah. They show how much beloved the mitzvah is. That's it, he's stuck. What is he going to say? Ah, oh, this guy forgot Kriya Shema, he didn't dive in Ma'ariv one night. Look at his chiva mitzvah, look what he's doing here. It's a different var than stam getting mixed up. Interesting. Why is there, think about it, I was going to ask Menachem Ateh, but he's not here today, unfortunately. I guess he's still jet lagged. Why is there no Isra Bal Toysef on blowing a shofar? Torah says how many you should blow, 100, call it whatever. You do 200, Bal Toysef. Why not? Why not? So Toysef says the biggest side here. That Bal Toysef, if you do the same mitzvah over, that's not Bal Toysef. So if you shake your lulav once, shake it again, it's not Bal Toysef. You wear it tefillin once, you wear it twice. But if you add parshius, you add another mint to your lulav, that's Bal Toysef. If you add a second shofar, that would be to repeat the koilus again. That's not Bal Taisif, but you saw it in Bal Taisif weiter. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Vomer Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Shana Shein Toikim La B'Tchilasa, Mirin La B'Soifa. If you have some sort of reason, whatever happened, a bad thing happened, you couldn't blow the shofar, it's a bad sign for the whole year. My Taima, what? So they talk about Shabbos. So Shabbos, by the way, when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, so they say either it's going to be a phenomenal year or very, it doesn't go, there's no bainery with Shabbos. But yes, Shabbos, the Torah says, the Chacham, that's something else. But if you lost your shofar, that's a bad sign. By Taima, the Lord, Arvev, Satan, you don't have a year that the Satan got mixed up. So then Memela, he comes to the din, and he does Taina, Takosh Baruch Hu, about you, and the person is in trouble. Vam Rav Yisrael Kol Shana Shirasha B'Tchilasa. Shirasha is a lashon of anios. So a person that davens like ani on Rosh Hashanah misasheres b'soivah become plentiful at the end. Shenemar Mereshis Hashara. The pasuk we're very familiar with in this Masechta. Mereshis Ksiv. If you look at it, that's not how you spell Reshis. How do you spell Bereshis? With a, there's an aleph in there. So Reshis without an aleph. Ksiv Vadachris. Mereshis Ksiv Vadachris Soifa Sheishlo Achris. The end is going to be that there's going to be a future. Achris. Vomer Bizlok. Ein Donim Saadam Elo Levi Masiv Shal Oisa Shah. Interesting. Akash Baruch Hu, who sees the future, cannot be done a person. Oh, he's a murderer. But he didn't murder yet. He's going to murder in 10 years. So maybe you should get rid of him now. No. Right now he's a nice guy. He's a good guy. Let him live. Varaya. Shenemar, Kisham Alekim El Kol Anar. Again, from the Parsha Shavua. Kisham Alekim El Kol Anar Basher Husham. That what? And Rashi brings down that the Malachim told Akash Baruch Hu, look at this guy. Look at Ishmael. And we see it today, Rahman Atzlan. Look at the tsaris that they're doing to the whole world. Forget about us. To everybody. Get rid of him now. One guy, chop, 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 save millions of lives. No? One guy. No. But right now, he asked him. He asked the Malachim, is he tzaddik? Yeah, he's a tzaddik. Tzaddik gets to live. The future doesn't. Then we'll deal with it. Question. Two questions. What? Sponsor. After this. The question is, Ben Sari Meir, Geschmack, how do you know? He's my brother. Ben Sari Meir, we kill him today based on the future. So you do kill. No, anybody have a good teretz?
No,
even if, but it doesn't matter. But it's Alpina.
No, because he did the Meis. He did a Meis. No, Ben Sari Meir did a Meis. According to the Meis, he did the teretz. Because there, he's for sure going to do it. Yishmael didn't do a Meis. That's not
okay. Ramathisio says a little different. Okay, here. No. So it's a good teretz. Is he saying good? He's saying good. Ramathisio says cute. He says that by Ben Sawyer, it says, Inena Shumea Bekirleinu. He doesn't listen. So because he doesn't listen, we see that this is a guy that doesn't listen, so he killed. But Yishmael, it says, Vayikach loy ima isho meretz Mitzrayim. What's the lashon over there? Ima isho meretz Mitzrayim. So his mother is telling him who to marry. He listened to his mother. He's a good kid. He has a future. He'll do tshuva. As a zokter. Okay. You don't like it? They like your pshat better. Right into. They're just trying to be nice to you because you were in a bad mood yesterday.
I was in a perfectly good mood when I came in.
Oh. But I'm going to be stuck. Shleisha Dvar, oh, sponsor by the name of the White Tilm Guru. For all those in the Shidduchim Refuas and Yeshuas, please join us at Tehillim.8mindav.com. Sponsor anonymously, Schus, for Shalo Tamar Chayo Bat Soro to have a Refuas Shleim and Bekaroy. Rachel Simcha Rikas Yomim Menachas. Unbelievable. Okay. No, I'm the spell from this guy. I'm serious. I just said it like this. A guy calls up, Stam out of the blue, he didn't call, he texts me, he goes, any Gemaras that are being sponsored, I'm doubling. And I had a Shiloh. Maybe you could help me out. The guy that said that he's doubling, the first guy that I mentioned his name by mistake, does he have to double the second guy? The second guy's a doubler. So it's gonna cost the second guy $20,000 at least. So now the first guy has to pay $40,000. What goes on? Oh, does it go by Rosh Hashanah or by Yom Kippur? By the beginning, the end? Okay, here. Okay, Master Kazay, you're trying to say? Oh, no, but he knows what he got himself in. Oh, does the second guy know what he got himself in?
To do three times. So what did he do? He got everyone to show together. It should be like, how much was 100?
I know, but we discussed before that I have a limit.
There was no limit. I asked you and you didn't give a limit. That was no problem.
No, I did.
So you didn't.
Are you sure?
Yes, that was the problem.
He's talking about Aliyah that cost me over $100,000 because the shul got me and I was going to leave the shul, but I didn't. And I paid up. I paid up every penny. Okay. Whatever. We're not going to talk about it. The Marsha says different shot. The what? Ben Sarer, yeah, but I hear. Ben Sarer is about himself, about his kids. No, Faker. No, the kids Faker. No, come on. The kids are bad. We're really bad. Uh-huh. By Yishmael, says Marshod, he wanted to punish him today based on what his children are going to do tomorrow. But Ben Sari Meir, that's basically what he said, that he did a mice. Okay, fine. This is nice tirutz im ein sham. But we only have 4 minutes to do this whole amud here. Wow. Oh boy. And I didn't even say stories, nothing. Three things get a person to trouble with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elohen, kir nato, if a person is in a, puts himself in danger, right? We had, unfortunately, some stories recently, people put themselves in danger. Things happen, terrible tragedies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, are you Roy? Should I save you? What are you doing here? Why are you putting yourself in a danger? V'yun tefillah, a person that says, look how good I daven Hashem, you should answer me. So he says, what? Are you really Roy? U'maiser din al chavei Roy. And he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look how bad this guy is. Look what he did to me. He smacked me. Please take care of him. Kill him. Hashem, oh, what? You're such a good guy. However, if that's only because there's a bezdin that he should go to, if he doesn't have a bezdin, then they say it's not the same thing. Domar, Rebbe Ovin kol ha'moiser din al chavei Roy, hu nenash tchila. He will be punished first. And Emar v'toymes sorei al Avram. She was supposed to live longer, but because she had a tie-in against him, and she spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so she died early. There's four things that will destroy the din of a person, Elohim, and we say it on Rosh Hashanah. Tzedakah, Tzedakah, Shini Hashem, V'Shini Maisa. Shini Maisa is Tshuva. Tshuva, Tzedakah, Tfila. The big question is, why not Shini Hashem? I believe the Marsha asks it. Why don't we say Shini Hashem? So the reason I saw, interesting, also B'derech HaKiyut, is that Shinui Hashem changes a person. So Hashem's looking, where's Reuven? He did all these Averis. I don't know where he is. Okay, it's like one of these things. And now he's Shimon. But the Averis don't go away. So what happens is, so he becomes Shimon. Very good. But it's Rosh Hashanah. So now Shimon gets a new Gzar Din that he's going to die in 2 days. You didn't gain anything. Hashem found Shimon. He didn't find Reuven. So he says, okay, Shimon, let me see your Averis. Oh, they're still here. Shimon gets the Averis still. Okay. In the middle of the year, it might work. By the way, there's a guy here. I just saw him this morning. I wanted to ask him yesterday, and he passed by me, and as he passed, it was too late. His name was Amir. He didn't have children for, I think, 12 years. He's a kohen. He davens here a lot. And he, what? 18 years, says Mendy. 18 years. We had two people. Not the story of 21 years from Yitzchak Churi. This is Meir. His name was Amir. He went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him, it's famous, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and his names. He said, your name is not Amir, you need to change it to Meir. And he had a kid. Now, I forgot to ask him how long after, but he also told me that one of the things he did, he wrote a sefer on Bikur Kehanim, and he believes that's what it is. I don't know which one it is. Okay, it's Amir. Fine. Shira, I have a cousin, Shira. Reb Chaim does not like the name Shira. It's probably his least favorite name. Shira, he's supposed to change it to Sarah. We're actually talking about Sarah. Rachti Yosef Gan Masadi Mimin Al Chaben. Shini Maisa. Oh no, sorry. Shina Hashem. Utzdaka. Where am I holding? Oh my gosh. All the way there. I have to go back. Utzdaka Dechsiv Utzdaka Tatsim Mimavis. It saves you. Tzaka Dechsiv Ayitzako Lashem Batzarlem. Umetzuku Seim Utziyem. Screaming means crying. Shini Hashem Dechsiv. Sorry, Ishtachal Yisikro Shema Sorai. Ki Sara Shema. Shini Hashem for Sara. Uchsiv Uvirachti Yosef. Afterwards it says, then I'll give you a bracha. That was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her son. Shini Maisa. Some say Shini Maisa. Uchsiv Vayar Holikim Es Maaseim. That's by Ninveh. Uchsiv Vayinochem Holikim Al Roa Shadib Al Asis Lohem Veloi Osa. I love, just this year was Nischadish to me and to the whole Olam, that Yoina Hanavi was not a real, he wasn't a prophet. Until he went to the Beis HaMikdash and he was Sameach Simcha Gdoila. He was just a common person who achieved Nevuah through Simcha. Very interesting. There's a person in this room, not the second, but he comes every day, who his daughter had terrible, terrible tsaras of epilepsy and all sorts of stuff. He picked himself up, moved to another house, zero bli ayin hara for over a year. It's not true. It's not because he changed his place, but it's because he moved to Eretz Yisrael. A person must go see his Rebbe every Yontif. By the Shunamis, who went to Elisha to save her son Shmuel, who died. Her husband says, why are you going? It's this week's Haftorah. Last week's Haftorah. This week, because we're still on Monday. It's not, in other words, that you're supposed to go to your Rebbe. Her Rebbe was Elisha. She should have gone. It's not on Rish Chodesh, which is like Yontif, Shabbos. Somebody asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, how long? Do you go to the Rebbe? Do you say Shtikel Torah? He says, look, the Shunamis didn't say Shtikel Torah to Elisha. So all you have to do is say Gut Yontif and walk out. You have to go to the mikveh. You have to be in tar. Shenemar. Ubin velosim lisigo. And that's referring to Yontif. The Gemara says that what? Tanya nami achu ubin velosim lisigo. You shouldn't touch an avela. Yochu Yisrael muzarim almagin avela. Maybe it's for regular Yisrael. Tamaloymar emor al kohanim bnei Aaron. It's the kohanim that can't become tame. Bnei Aaron muzarim. Bnei Yisrael a muzarim. They don't have a tzivu not to become tame. Ela dvarim kavachomer. The tumah of a dead person, of a mace. So certainly, there's no need for a pasuk to say that Yisrael doesn't have to become tame. Of course, it could be tame even to a mace. Certainly to an avela. Well, let's just go to one more minute because we're very, very behind and it's all I got to tomorrow as well. There's a person, Krups Bedai means tzitzis. I'll tell you a story as you're leaving out. Reb Avram Genachovsky, it's a sensitive story, but he was on like a bus, and one of these Lahachas people, a woman, sat down next to him. Badavka, yeah, she knew, she saw Rav, she figured he's not going to like it. So he turns to her and he says, listen, I'm sorry to tell you, but I have Krups Bedai. She says, what? Is it contagious? She says, yeah, it's very contagious. She got it up, she got up, and she left. He's like, he meant to say, yes, tzitzis. Okay, and why is it contagious? There's a whole need in why he meant. It's going to, a very gerus, a very mitzvah gerus, mitzvah. Amar b'yachin, shleish ha-svarim neftachim rosh Hashanah. Echad shel rishayim gemurim, v'echad shel tzadikim gemurim, v'echad shel binoinim. Tzadikim gemurim, so that we know about this. There's three books, for the rishayim, for the tzadikim, and the binoinim. Tzadikim gemurim nechlav v'nechlav l'al t'l'chayim. The tzaddikim get written right away for life. Rishayim gemurim nechtam nechtam la'at elamisa. They die. Wow, there's a big, big sugya. All the rishayim ask. So if rishayim die right away, so there's no rishayim in the world. You see that they're still alive. Huge machloek is rishayim. Tosis is on the spot. Tosis says that it's talking about olam haba. The Ravid says, I'm just telling you the main ones that I thought that were that I understood the best. The Ravid says, a Rasha that gets Misa means that he's supposed to live 90 years, now he only lives for 80 years. You'll never know. It's not that he dies this minute, but because of his rishas, or because of a person's tzitkis, he gets to live a little longer, whatever. Okay. Fine, we'll stop over here. Rabbois, I have a wonderful day.
Same story happened to Bianca Legolinsky. Lady comes next to him on the bus. So Bianca was very short. He stood up on the seat and he held on to like a thing and he stood there. He just got up on the seat. That was it. What's he gonna do?
Just go die.
Come on, like I said over, that wiring in the simple space of Shueva was so light that like shot and check the grain. Over that the grave was actually the eight of us, like you said last Rashi, and then yeah. They were so simple with the light of Torah, and then they were able to go back to before the Isha, Chava before the Isha, they were able to go back to a state of before
Chetov. Good Torah.
Like I said, good Torah.